dating apps.
No matches?
Oh, another match.
Why can't I get a match?
First dates.
It's a date.
Like, as a date?
Relationship advice.
I've had a few relationships gone bad.
And more.
Okay, yo, you're gonna love this.
Let's talk dating with Brock Olson.
Brock, once again, joining me in studio. Thank you so much for coming in, sir.
Of course. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for braving the treacherous roads out there. I know that the main roads are pretty much clear at this point, but I know that some of the side roads and people live on the mountain and stuff, it's still a little bit treacherous. So we want to give everybody the heads up. Please, if you are going out tonight, make sure that you give yourself enough time, give people some space. But as far as I can see and what Brock has seen, roads are looking better.
Definitely looking better. Yeah. A little slick out there, but yeah, be careful.
Absolutely. But Brock wanted to brave that all, brave the weather to come in and help out another Hits 96 listener. This is where you guys email us different dating scenarios, different questions, topics, all in the world of relationships and dating and more. Brock, since you are the dating expert, they like to ask you the questions, come up with some answers. And this one is a doozy. This one is very different. I know we've already shared it on social media, so some people that have been able to check it out have already weighed in, especially some of your followers. I read some of the comments. But first, we'll just read the question for those that do not know about this one, and then we'll get right into it. All right, here we go. It says, "Hi, Brock. I've been dating this new girl recently, and I just found out that she was dating her first cousin before me." Yes, you read that correctly. Her first cousin. And it wasn't a surprise to them either. They knew that they were cousins. She says she's not proud of it looking back, but they were together for about 2 years. She says they hid it from the family, but eventually it did come out and nobody supported it. He says, "I'm freaking out and I don't think I'm going to be able to see past this and look at her the same way. Should I just cut bait or try to work this out? She's awesome in every other way. I'm honestly just in total shock and I know that you'd be the guy to ask. Thanks." And that was sent in by Anonymous. I don't know why you're the guy, Brock, but you're the guy.
I'm the guy to ask. All right. Well, yeah, this is definitely going to be one of the more interesting submissions we've had in a while. Well, Anonymous, thank you for writing this in and thank you for trusting me to handle this situation for you. Like Gino said, I did post this on my social media and there have been several people who have weighed in. You know, I think our knee-jerk reaction is going to be what the general consensus has been, which is absolutely not. Like, you know, you need to, like you said, cut bait, just run away. Don't even give her a second chance here. Did have some people, though, which was interesting, say, you know, as long as it's in the past and she has been honest with you about it, then maybe you should give her a chance as long as it's not affecting the relationship right now. However, I do think it's going to affect the relationship. Yeah. I do think that those types of behaviors that you or that she expressed, and even though she's being honest about them, those are things that you do not need to disregard, especially if you've only been dating for, you know, a little bit amount of time. Lovely that she's being honest, but the decision making, it wasn't an accident. Now, I've experienced that, hey, we didn't know we were cousins and boom, done, cut. But it was something that was intentionally hidden. That means that's in her repertoire. Yeah. That means she's capable of hiding things from people who she cares about. So that is what I think the lesson here is. Are you okay with being in a relationship with somebody that, regardless of whether or not we think it's okay or not, is capable of withholding very important information from her family, from the people who she should be able to trust? You know, is that somebody that you want to try to build and invest something with? And, you know, Gino, we were kind of joking about this. It's like, these are those types of situations that kind of give the South a little bit of a bad name. But Anonymous, this is your opportunity to kind of show that, you know, that stuff's not tolerated. And what else isn't tolerated is a behavior of intentional dishonesty. That is what you're able to show that we represent, is we do not tolerate that type of stuff. And, you know, I've said this on radio and podcasts in the past, that the things that we do in the past do have repercussions. Doesn't matter if you're being honest now, there is accountability. So you need to be very careful on the things that you are doing. Gino, Gino's just looking at me like, what are you thinking here?
Well, but the thing is, I think you're right. And I think a lot of your followers said this too. And we can get into it when we take a quick break. We'll be back to kind of dive in a little bit deeper. But take away that cousin element. If you eliminate that, there are some other red flags that are just enough of a reason to pass on this relationship.
Sure.
So I think we should get into that aspect more.
I think we should. Yeah. So when we get back from the music commercial break, let's dive in a little bit deeper.
All right. Sounds good. We'll be back with more with Brock on Hits 96.